It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
CFL Easy Picks Week 8 starring Killer Carpe Diem.
And massive heart attack. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to CFL Easy Picks. We talk about CFL football for our teams. That's about it. Joining me as per usual is Mr. Loudmouth, who we began at the beginning, Mr. Old School.
That's me, Mr. Loudmouth, Mr. Big Mouth for many things. We'll let you decide what that is.
And joining us, our brother to the south, who seemed to have a great weekend according to Facebook, Mr. Avisette.
I had Tim Hortons. It was great. I for the first time ever, I tried a breakfast sandwich. I think I got a sausage, egg, and cheese bagel. Really good. And I introduced my girlfriend to the hot or the cold hot chocolate or whatever you want to call it. She loved it.
You've been talking about the ice cap, have you?
No, the hot chocolate, the cold hot chocolate.
Okay.
Or ice hot chocolate.
That's ice cap. We call it ice cap.
No, there's the ice cap, but then there's the actual.
Huh. Okay.
On the American menu, there's the ice hot chocolate. An ice cap, but it's hot chocolate instead.
But wouldn't they call it chocolate milk?
It's the ice mocha.
No, because it's cold.
Oh, okay.
I need a smart Canadian here.
Is it the ice cap with chocolate milk instead of cream?
It's labeled iced hot chocolate.
Okay, that's got to be on the American menu only because that's not available, at least not locally to us Southwest Montrealers. So.
It is very good. It tastes like a cold hot chocolate, like iced up hot chocolate. Really good. And if people say, like, wait a minute, isn't it just the ice chocolate milk? There's a taste difference of chocolate milk and hot chocolate. It has the flavoring.
Are you sure this isn't Eating with Heavy here? Or what?
No, but you can get Hanging with Heavy right here on the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Ah, early plug. All right, let's get into the news. I guess the first news would be Calgary scoring 102 points in their last two games and allowing a total of 22 points. Holy shit. They look friggin' amazing. The only point they allowed on Hamilton 2 weeks ago was a rouge. So defense, awesome. And offense, lights out.
Wasn't that some kind of record, 60-1?
It's the third highest margin ever.
What was the highest?
I don't have that information available right
now. Well, great fact checker there.
I believe the highest in the NFL was 75-0. And that was a championship game with the Bears forever ago. Just saying. In blowouts when it comes to football, just in general, the 1940 Chicago Bears beat the Washington Redskins 73-0. But also a fun fact with that is in a record-setting season of blowouts, the 1901 Michigan Wolverines football team defeated its opponents over the course of the entire season by a combined score of 550-0.
That's college?
Well, that's college, but that's also 1901.
Oh. Yeah, that's insane. Wow.
550-0.
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple of years ago, what was it? The Sooners won a game 77-0?
Something like that. I know with the Stamps, I didn't watch that game, but I do follow the Stamps on social media, and I think that the final score came up on my Twitter, and I just went, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting. All right, and Alouettes news. We're playing for first place in the East this week. Toronto is visiting Montreal. And there's a quick little article on the Alouettes website of five reasons to go to this week's game. Reason number one, the high tension between both teams. Mark Trestman returning to Montreal to face his old squad. That's number one. Number two, which old school will really dislike, it's the Pride game. Montreal.
Oh, whoa. Hold on a second. What the fuck, dude?
It's a festival promoting Canada's LGBTQ community. They'll be having the rainbow flags, and they'll be promoting LGBTQ attendance and players and such. And it's a classic battle of veterans on the field. And you can get four tickets and four concession coupons for $33 a person, starting at $33 a person, which is pretty good. Too bad we couldn't have organized as a group to get to an LS game this season. Not yet. All right. As per usual, CFL power rankings in association with Nissan Titan. First place, the undefeated Edmonton Eskimos. Second place, the 101 point in two games, the Calgary Stampeders. Third place, we have the BC Lions, who are also looking really good this season. Fourth place, the West, just looking dominant as usual with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Fifth place, we have the Toronto Argonauts. Sixth place, the Montreal Alouettes. Seventh, the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Eighth, the Ottawa Redblacks, who are looking like a shell of their Grey Cup winning selves. And the last place, the winless Hamilton Tiger Cats. CFL Easy Pick standings 2017 going into week 8. We have a little bit of movement, but tied for first, we have Heavyset and myself with 19 points.
If I wouldn't have went on out that limb, I would have fucking been in first. Damn it.
Yeah, me having a first week, a perfect week helped. Third place, we have Coignet West with 18 points. Tied for fourth, we have DeMayer and Mr. Old School with 16 points. Sixth place, we have Coolio with 13. And in last place, the Nightmare X with 1 because he's a douche. Coming into the games this week, Thursday, August 10th at 7:30 p.m., we have the undefeated Edmonton Eskimos at 6-0, visiting the 1-5-1 Ottawa Redblacks. The Redblacks are somehow favored by 2.5. Let's start with Mr. Old School this week.
Fuck. Let's start with Heavy.
Let's start with Heavy Set this week.
I think we should start with you, Carp.
Okay, I'm going to take the Eskimos. Heavy.
I was also going to say the Eskimos. I just wanted to pass the buck.
Yeah, fuck it, Eskimos.
All right, Friday, August 11th at 7:30 p.m., the 3-4 Toronto Argonauts are visiting the 2-4 Montreal Alouettes. The Alouettes are only favored by 0.5 point. Old school.
We're going to go with the Alouettes. I think they got to win. They're due.
Oh, Heavy Set.
Argos.
And I'm going to take the Alouettes as well. All right, Saturday, the 12th at 7:30, we have the 4-2 Winnipeg Blue Bombers visiting the 0-6 Hamilton Tiger Cats. Surprisingly, the Blue Bombers are only 1.5 favorite. I'll start again. I'm going to take the Blue Bombers. Old school.
We're going with the upset. Tiger Cats are breaking a winless streak.
And Heavy Set?
The Blue Bombers.
And finally, to close out week 8, we have the 5-2 BC Lions. On Sunday night at 8 p.m., we have the 5-2 BC Lions visiting the 2-4 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The Lions are a 3.5 point favorites. Heavy Set.
Lions.
Old school.
The Lions.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Lions as well. They're looking really good this season. Saskatchewan really only has Jerron Carter making highlight career catches in the last 8 weeks, so that's about it. All right.
We don't want to talk about the game that happened on Thursday.
You mean your league's game?
Gotta be your league. Well, it's gonna be my. That's my league.
I never watched the Hall of Fame game. So, all right. Twitter, nada. Emails, nada. So, unless do either of you have any other possible CFL news to speak about?
I want to talk about the one new quarterback that is going to be starting in the CFL soon. Young upstart by the name of Colin Kaepernick.
Well, the Hamilton Tiger Cats actually own the rights to him at this time.
Sounds like fucking slave rights. It just sounds bad, man.
No, it's
that kind of adds to his narrative.
Jesus,
staying on the same day.
Yeah, he might actually stand for our anthem, though, not the actual anthem he should be standing for.
Like, this whole thing of everything with Kaepernick, I'm not going to get, like, political on it, but it's like, oh, he wants to play, and I'm like, all right, CFL has a league.
Yep.
Go. I mean, you might win the fucking Grey Cup. Go ahead and do it.
Hey, it's better than him, you know, not winning any other championships, so. Grey Cup's better than sweet fuck all. There's guys who have won the Grey Cup who have made it in the NFL, back in the NFL even. So
hey,
maybe you should consider it. Looks like your former favorite Bears quarterback is now a Miami Dolphin.
No, I'm pretty sure Sid Luckman is dead.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Actually, I have to look if he is dead. I know he played forever ago, but
I meant Jay Cutler. Nonetheless, heavy set, plugs and final thoughts.
You can find me here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
With such great shows as Hanging with Heavy and...
I was actually waiting for Old School to bump.
Jump brand new.
There we go. You can find me here with Wrestling Cheers and Hanging with Heavy. Those are pretty much where I'm going to be concentrating. Sad news. It is highly unlikely, highly, highly unlikely that NFL Easy Picks will be returning this season. I'm not going to say it's over with. We'll see how we feel next year, but it's in between Mops not feeling it, Shane Whaley wasn't feeling it last year, and then went MIA, and Joe really does fuck all on the show. And it comes down to me leaning more towards I'd rather do other shit. Maybe if I want to talk football, that'll be on Hanging with Heavy. So Hanging with Heavy and Wrestling Cheers, like I said, where I'm keeping a lot of my concentration. And if you want to, I'm going to be trying to set up a separate feed for Wrestling Cheers in the coming weeks. Still be on Trending Topics Network. Just people have been complaining they don't want to download everybody else's show. True story.
Oh, I whenever I open my iTunes and hit refresh for Trending Topics Network, a lot of those shows get deleted before they get downloaded. No offense to those shows. I just don't feel like listening to them.
Ew, shots fired.
Depending on the process of downloading, like I might download it because sometimes by the time I get to remove it, it's already been downloaded. But normally a lot of the shows get a either mark as played or cancel download. If it's a show that I like the people and I like the topic, then I definitely listen. But I'll even openly admit, like I love Ty Valentine here on the network. But when he's doing a legend on group or artist I really don't care for, I'm not a big fan of ABBA.
You know what? So, it's a question. Yeah, you know what? Like I agree. There's not everybody's going to listen to everything, and whatever people want to listen to, they can pick and choose. You know what I mean? We have a vast
a variety. The word you're looking for.
Thanks,
is
Charlie.
Variety. Retard.
Hey, don't say the R word. It's not nice.
I've had people who come up to me at local shows and say, "I really want to like follow Wrestling Cheers, but I just don't have enough time for like all the other shit." So I'm just going to revamp the old Ohio Indie Report feed and go from there.
To each his own.
Okay, Mr. Old School, I know you're shamelessly going to plug your own show on this show, so go right ahead, buddy.
Yeah, that's what plugs and final thoughts are for, just to mention that. That's why people go on other people's shows, too.
You seem to never plug the All Beer and Sides you're on.
Okay. I did 5 years of fucking OSATM, and at the beginning of every fucking episode, I said, also listen to blah, 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 All Beer Inside, All Wine Inside, Hanging with Heavy, if it was on there, but it wasn't. But like fucking Ohio Valley Indie Report, I kept botching the name. I still fucking plugged it. I plugged three shows at the beginning of every fucking episode, so go fuck yourself. And while you're doing that, listen to STFU on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. We talk shit. We read news stories. We keep it strictly platonic. STFUpodcast.com as well. Check it out. Don't be shy.
As well for myself, as per usual, on Twitter, at Killer Carpe Diem, at All Beer Inside. We'll be releasing episode 17 very shortly from today. As well, I already mentioned, StableWars.com. We have a new season of Stable Wars coming out. Hey, you can win a DVD and picture it like fantasy football for professional wrestling. So if you like pro wrestling and you like fantasy football, this is perfect for you. Come on over to StableWars.com, where we're always looking for new members. And you can always catch this show here at CFL Easy Picks or CFL Easy Picks on gmail.com. And that will do it for us here this week in the CFL.
We eat Smarties, you eat M&M's, and you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams. Hey, you got Bruce Springsteen. but we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves. But we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls in a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. You got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. We got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great wide north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say A, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls in a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor. All kidding aside, it takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls in a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. Yeah, we got stronger beer. Whoa, we got stronger beer.
Yeah, we do, baby.
Do y'all really have stronger beer?